You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We've got a wonderful guest in store for you today. And just to let you know, you don't see my big microphone today because I'm on location out in Colorado. So I'm out of New York City for a couple of weeks. So you're going to see me out here. So I'm glad you're all with me. I hope you had a chance to catch last week's show. Oh my God, what a wonderful guest Sony was. If you missed last week's show, definitely go check it out. All right, let's get started. Of course, as always, we start off with our little section from my book, Everyday Awakening. And today the section is entitled, When We Use Our Intuition, Amazing Things Happen. Our intuitive hunches may not work out all the time. Sometimes we follow them and in hindsight make obvious mistakes. Yet our imperfect intuition guides us more accurately than our logic. Why? Because following our intuition, once we've practiced following it, just feels better. Yes, it is sometimes means ignoring the facts. Yes, it sometimes means not being able to explain ourselves. Yes, it sometimes even feels foolish in the face of other people's logical arguments. Yet when we follow the feeling we receive from our intuition, it just feels right. It feels right in our body because we are learning to trust our body's intelligence. We were taught to value the mind's intelligence above all else. This makes trusting the body more difficult. Yet when we do, amazing things happen. That person we felt wasn't quite trustworthy turns out actually not to be trustworthy. That opportunity we took a chance on because it felt right eventually pays off. Big time. That relationship we were stuck in that didn't feel right finally ends so we can meet our life partner. Our intuition is right far more than it is wrong. We just have to learn to trust it and use it more like we would a muscle. It gets stronger with use. Start paying attention to your own intuition. Recognize it. Test it. See where it leads you. So this is this section of the book I wrote a long, long time ago. This is probably one of the older pieces that I wrote in the book. And I kind of wrote it, I guess, it was more to help me feel better about learning to trust my intuition, even though it wasn't always right. And the interesting thing was that when I really worked on developing my intuition, on just doing little things, not like in big ways, but in little ways, starting to work with my intuition, it was so interesting how many times it would turn out much more accurate than my logical thinking brain. And I always remember this incident so clearly. I remember I was going to meet somebody on the east side of Manhattan at a place, a cafe I'd never been to before. And I had the address, and I take the subway across town. And then I had to walk down like 5-6 blocks. And so I'm walking down. And like when I first got out of the train station, I stopped for a minute and I was just like, without looking at the numbers, without looking at anything, okay. I asked myself, is this place on the left side of the avenue or the right side of the avenue? And instantly I got left. Like, okay. So I start walking down the left side of the avenue. The numbers seem right. It seemed like it would lead me there eventually. And then when I got to the block where it seemed like the place should be, the whole block was under construction. They were like building some giant skyscraper. And everything was, and I was like, oh my God, my intuition was wrong. I guess it's on the other side of the street. So I cross over to the other side of the street and I'm looking for the cafe. It's not there. I'm kind of confused and I'm walking up and down a couple of blocks and I'm like, okay, let me look the other side again. I go across the street. It turned out it was just further down on the left side than where I thought. It was past the construction. So my intuition was actually right. But then when I started to second guess it with my logical mind, like, oh, the numbers, it's like just one or two numbers down. It should be right here on this next block, but it can't be on this next block because it's construction. So it's got to be on the other side of the street. No, my intuition was right. And if I had trusted it, I would just said, okay, I'm just not there yet and kept going on that side. I would have found it probably 5 minutes sooner. So like that little thing, it just that little incident always stuck with me that my intuition was right, but I didn't 100% trust it. So then I second guessed myself. But then when I found out really what's going on, I found out my intuition was actually right. And so that really started me on this path. And as I, started to do more energy healing, started working with people more and just started trusting what would come out of my mouth without me knowing how or why, I found it started over time becoming more and more accurate. And it was quite interesting. Like with this energy healing modality, I'd learned that was a form of instant, that's a form of instant energetic healing. And I would say things while I'm doing the method with people. And I would try and say them, and I still do it this way. I say them very, very quickly. What are the corrections? What are the changes? And I like things would come out of my mouth that would be make no sense. I was like, where did that come from? But I would say it very quickly, so my conscious mind didn't have a chance to edit. And inevitably, even the most ridiculous things that came out of my mouth, after I finished and I was like, well, how do you feel? And the person would be like, oh my God, I can't believe it. When you said this, that, and that, it so resonated with me and I could feel so much lighter because of it. And I was like, oh my God. And so things like that just over time helped me to really trust my intuition more and more. And there are many times when people ask me questions about things that I know about, but I don't necessarily know everything. And then something would come up and I don't know where it's coming up from. And I'd just say what comes up and I would say it confidently, but I had no idea where it came from. And then later on, it turned out I was actually right when I looked it up. So that kind of, I don't know whether it's a talent or a skill or just an innate quality, is normally called claircognizance. You know, there are different clairs, which are like extrasensory perceptions, where some people are clairaudient. That means they hear things. Other people are clairvoyant. They see things. Other clairsentient. They feel things. And claircognizant is just, we know things. I just know things. And I don't know how I know them. And it drives my wife nuts. Like, she's like, what do you mean? Like, how do you know that? And I'm like, I don't know how I know it. I just know it. And look, am I always right? No, I'm not always right. It's not 100%. But what I've learned over time is that by following my intuition, it's an act of self-trust. And the more I trust myself, the better it feels, the more I can access this whole vehicle that's below my neck as well, trust my body, and receive information and receive answers that I had no logical way of knowing. And so this section that I wrote about using our intuition, it really comes from my own personal experience. And I guess I just wanted to share it with people that it does take practice. And that, but we don't have to practice on like big decisions. Practice on the little decisions. Practice on little decisions that don't make a big difference. Like, yeah, do I make a right turn or a left turn? Is it on the right side or the left side? You know, is this person I'm going to meet who I've never met before, are they tall or short? Like, just asking ourselves those questions and feeling for what the answer is and then seeing what the real answer is, it actually can give us confidence in our intuition, because over time, you know, in the beginning, maybe we're wrong 50% of the time. That means we're right 50% of the time. And that's a pretty good batting average. And then the more we use that muscle, the more we use our intuition, it goes from 50 to maybe 60 to maybe 70 to maybe 80. And those are pretty good averages. Those are pretty good, you know, probabilities to follow. So that's my section of the book. It's entitled, When We Use Our Intuition, Amazing Things Happen. And of course, if that interests you, and if you haven't gotten my book yet, you can always get my book at www.everydayawakeningbook.com. Which again just takes you to the online listing, to the Amazon listing. But if you're like me and you love to support those small independent bookstores, just ask them to order it. We're in major book distributors, so any bookstore can get it. So awesome. All right. So now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the show fellow best-selling author, transformative guide, speaker, Accelerated Evolution Academy Master Coach and Trainer, Heidi Smith. With a deep passion for guiding her clients towards their natural state of joy, Heidi's approach is to make room for joy by helping others let go of limiting beliefs and intense emotions that hold them back from embracing their true selves. Heidi's guidance has inspired individuals to achieve remarkable breakthroughs in their personal and professional lives. She offers a collaborative and empowering experience to help clients navigate demanding situations, gain insights, develop a resilient mindset, and expand their consciousness. Her best-selling book, which we will talk about, Making Friends with the Boogeyman, is packed with her powerful insights and practical strategies for navigating difficult emotions and life challenges. Drawing on her own history with extreme experiences, anxiety, and addiction, Heidi offers readers candid stories and empowering tools to reclaim their personal power and create an extraordinary life full of abundance, peace, love, and joy. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Heidi.
Thank you so much, Sam, for inviting me to this beautiful exchange, all the uplifting ideas. I'm excited to have this conversation.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm very glad you made time out of your schedule to come on the show today. I really would love to dive into your background a little bit and give our audience a little bit of a sense, because sometimes I feel like when people come on the show and they've already achieved a certain amount of self-realization, success, and it's easy to like put people up on a pedestal and say, oh my God, they're so amazing. I can never be like that. So I always like to make people human and real, and to show people that like we all have struggles, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was an important part of my book, was to share that where did I start? You know,
yes.
What was the starting point for my my spiritual journey? And I feel like all of us are on our unique journey, and mine began very young. I had some intense experiences in my childhood, and so that propelled me to seek out you know, different ways to feel better. I just wanted to feel better because I was at that time, you know, so my first workshop I ever went to, I was 15 years old. It was a Gestalt workshop. Wow. Yeah. And so, you know, my story is that I struggled with anxiety, and that led me into addiction at an early age. I was addicted to alcohol for a large part of my life, and then got into drugs. And so all of this time, while I was struggling with alcohol and drugs, I was still on this spiritual quest. However, nothing would stick because I was poisoning myself with drugs and alcohol. And so, you know, I was learning all these different things, and then, you know, I'd get blackout drunk, or, you know, I'd get wasted on drugs. And so, and during that time, I just was, there were so many self-destructive behaviors that were happening. And, you know, then that would create all kinds of shame and self-hatred. And so then it turned into this vicious cycle, right?
Right.
And then eventually I got to a place, it was actually at a workshop, because I love working in groups. I do really well with groups. And so I went to this 5-day workshop, and the facilitator asked me if I had trouble with drugs and alcohol. So, and of course I did. And then she asked me to stop drinking for the rest of my life. And I was like, no way, I can't do that. Right. But then there was this voice that came to me, and it didn't feel like it was my voice. It felt like it was a spiritual awakening, where the voice was like, what if she's right? And so instead of fighting, I surrendered, and I did quit drinking. And
I'm curious, was there any like, did she just kind of say this to you out of the blue, or was there
no,
like,
it was indication? Part of her program. Yeah. She actually, okay. So this was part of the workshop, is that was because addiction is such a huge challenge in society. Every workshop, there was a portion of it where they would say, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous has a booklet, and it's got a list of things. If you've ever done this because of drugs or alcohol, if you've ever done this. And so they read that out and asked everyone who answered yes to stand up. So I wasn't alone. There was a whole group of us standing up that day.
Gotcha. Okay, let's hold it there. I do want to talk about your transformation and how you managed to switch it, because I'm sure that was not an easy transition. So let's hold that till after we come back from the break, okay?
Thank you.
And then we'll follow your journey from there, and how you got to be a best-selling author and an amazing transformational guide. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc, and of course on KMET in Palm Springs, California, on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. And it, as always, if you miss any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc, on Google, on Apple Podcasts, on Amazon Music, on Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spotify. We're everywhere. Wherever you love to listen to podcasts, you can find the Conscious Consultant Hour. And we will be right back with our guest, Heidi Smith, in just a moment.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So Heidi, here you are at this workshop. You've had all kinds of addiction issues. I'm sure many other challenges because of that. And the facilitator says, you know, can you stop drinking the rest of your life? You hear that voice in the back of your head. What if she's right? What happens next? I'm sure it was not easy. I'm sure there's a lot of challenges and a lot of difficulty dealing with kind of the past behavior and trying to change, especially with friends and family members who are used to you being one way and now you're trying to be a different way.
Yes. Well, I mean, it is a journey. And I mean, honestly... There certainly were challenges, but there were so many beautiful synchronicities. Like when I agreed, one of the things I did is I agreed to go to 3 12-step meetings a week. And when I got home, I found out that there was a meeting like a block and a half away from my house. And wow. I don't drive. So I was like, thank you. Thank you, universe. Thank you, God. I'll take it. I'll take it. And, you know, the 12-step program just resonated for me so powerfully because, again, I do really well in groups. Connection is so important for me. And that's actually one of the things that we, like when we're in addiction, I was shutting myself down. I was separating myself from people that cared about me. I was isolating big time, which is what happens. Like, you know, my addiction wanted to keep me alone so that I would keep using. And just the loneliness that happens in that, So going into these meetings where people were talking about their feelings and, you know, how they stopped drinking, how they stopped doing drugs, you know, it's a very solution oriented program. And that's what I needed. And people were kind enough to, you know, sit with me and tell me their story and share what they did. And just knowing it was possible, right? This is the thing in my life is, you know, when we believe it, we can achieve it. That is a core belief that I've seen happen. Like I've seen come true over and over again. As soon as I believe I can do something, I do it. And, you know, I was very fortunate in that a lot of people were very supportive of my decision. It was only a few things, like in my work situation, you know, there was a lot of socializing, right? And so that was a bit of a challenge, but I had to learn how to be now who I was in a world where there's drinking everywhere. Like, you know, that's a big part of society. And
yeah,
I just felt so much better, you know, not drinking. That just kept me going.
You know, it's interesting how you talked about how the connection and how helpful that was. One of my teachers, he says, intimate connection, and he doesn't mean, you know, physical intimacy, but emotional intimacy. Intimate connection in and of itself is healing.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I can see how, like, just being able to connect with a supportive group and being honest and open and authentic and not feeling like you're being judged, that in and of itself, like, it just lightens our soul so much, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I love, I can't remember where I read it, but it's intimacy is broken down in to me see. And so this is what you're talking about is, like, you know, when I was drinking and doing drugs, I was hiding from everyone. Mm-hmm. And then when I let go of the drugs and alcohol and opened up to let people see who I was and for me to see who I was too, right? Mm-hmm. This is the thing. And then as soon as I start sharing about what's happening, what's real for me, then other people start sharing what's real for them. And it's, I'm not alone. Like, I'm not right. alone. We are not alone.
Right. It's so interesting, isn't it, that we all think our problems are so unique and so special. But once we actually open up about them, it's like everybody has the same problem. Everyone experiences that same disconnection, that alienation, that desire to just, you know, be accepted for who we are. I mean, it's so universal, yet so often we think it's so unique.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that goes on today. Like whenever, you know, whenever I'm trying something new, there's fear that comes up, there's anxiety that comes up, and it's like, okay. And I know now not to shrink from that, the fear and anxiety have something to tell me, that these emotions have a message for me. They are my allies. This is, you know, something that I've learned. Before, in addiction, I was terrified of all of my emotions, and drinking and drugs was a way to hide from the emotions, to distract, to not feel, to numb, right? To numb myself out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. How long would you say the transition was of once you made the decision to stop using substances in that way? Like, how long was it until you felt like you really felt good about yourself and you really felt like those same desires that were pulling you to use, you were able to not necessarily release, but to mitigate and to, you know, like to be able to feel good about being in a group and other people were drinking and you not taking a drink?
Well, I mean, honestly, it was a progression. So I started feeling better right away. Mm-hmm. I was very fortunate in that. Because I had been on a spiritual quest for so many years, prior to that, I had gathered all these tools that I wasn't really using. So I had like meditation, I had all of these things to prop me up. And in this 12-step program, I mean, step 11 is all about prayer and meditation, because these are things that really help you feel supported, right? Because again, it's not, you're not doing it alone.
Right.
And they say it's a we program. And, you know, whenever I'm having struggles today, I just ask for help and someone shows up. Like, it could be that I run into somebody on the street that I haven't seen in years, somebody that I feel close to and loved by. And, you know, there's that connection, and that just helps fortify me against anything that I'm struggling with so that I feel stronger.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Very cool. Very cool. All right. It's time for us to take another break. When we come back, I really want to get into, how did you decide to become a coach? And you know, at what point did you say, you know what, I've done enough of my own healing, I want to start helping other people to heal, and what that was like jumping into that, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Awesome. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Heidi Smith, master coach and trainer and transformational guide and best-selling author of the book, Making Friends with the Boogeyman. And we'll be right back to talk about all of that in just a moment.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. So Heidi, it's something that I've seen many times where people who have had extreme challenges in their life, once they've overcome the challenges, they just have a desire to help others. What was it? What was the inspiration, or what was the moment where you said, like, all this stuff I'm learning, it's not just for my own healing, but I want to use this to help other people? And you deciding to like go out and use what you learned to help others?
Well, it happened the first time it happened was with this workshop where I told you that I made the decision to become sober. Mm-hmm. Part of their format was that all of the graduates from this 5-day program were invited to come and volunteer to help others. Actually, it was 5 days and then 2 weekends. And so after you completed that, you were invited to come and be like an assistant in the group to help others. And so I did that. I did that a couple of times because, you know, it's not just learning for ourselves, but teaching what we know is so powerful to integrate the concepts to, you know, make them so part of us, because it's like see one, do one, teach one, right? Mm-hmm. And so that happened. And I remember sitting in my apartment, this 3-bedroom walk-up, and thinking about what did I want to do with my life now? And the idea of coaching came to me, and I right away I pushed it away because I was like, oh my God, I can't do that. I can't do that. And because I wasn't ready at that point. And, you know, this is the thing I want to share with everyone is I'm sure a lot of your audience, you know, they're on their own spiritual quest, and there is no destination, right? We never graduate. It's a constant learning. And so for myself, so that happened, I was 35 when I was in that workshop, and I didn't make the decision to become a coach until I was 50. So there was a lot that happened along the way. And, you know, my experience is that we do things to the best of our ability. And, you know, I was always involved in personal development and working through different challenges that I had, always reaching for a better iteration of myself, like opening to what I was capable of. And when I was 50, I felt this just painful. You were talking about our bodies and trusting what's going on in our body. And I had this terrible pain in my chest. Anytime I tried to think about what's my purpose? And eventually I recognized that I was doing some work with a coach around my sexuality and my sensual life. And so we did some exploration into the past and recognized that there was an intense experience from my childhood that was still causing me, you know, suffering. And this is when I was introduced to accelerated evolution. And so she led me through this practice where we addressed this intense experience from my childhood. And it was a transformative experience. Like all of a sudden I went from feeling all of this shame and anger and fury and hatred around the perpetrator of this situation. And I just had such an opening of compassion and understanding for everyone involved, for myself. And so that was like, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. So that was like, you know, it was a mind, body, energetic experience. And so that's when I knew, oh my God, this is extraordinary. And this is what I want to learn and teach people. And so that was the beginning of my coaching.
Gotcha. And you know, it's a very important point. And I often try and help people to understand this, that there are experiences in our life that are traumatic to whatever degree that we may not, and when they're very extreme, we block out the memory. We may have, it may not be that extreme, and we may still have the memory and may do some work on it and we think we've healed it. But if we're still holding on to the energy of it, it's still controlling us in some way. It's still controlling our behavior. And it's not until we release the energy. And sometimes that means having to feel the pain of the experience, not always, but sometimes having to, you know, not relive it, but just let, you know, the body has to feel in order to release what it's holding on to sometimes. But it's that energetic release that really gives us freedom from it, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And I had no idea. I had no idea. We don't know what we don't know. This is another one of my favorite sayings. And so when I recognized what was possible, and absolutely, I did need to go into the experience again to feel everything. And it was done with a coach and facilitator. So it was a safe environment. You know, I was guided in and guided out so that I didn't get stuck in any of the intense emotions. And this is the thing. And that's why the title of my book is Making Friends with the Boogeyman, because when I had the courage to explore all of these parts of myself that I was terrified of, like I was terrified to go into that kind of fury and what if I never came out? You know, that was a fear. And this is something that people talk to me about as well. And so that fear is, it needs our attention, and we need to look after ourselves while we're addressing that. So it's not something to do alone. It's always, you know, whenever we're going into these things, we need support, we need guidance, right? And whatever it is that calls to you, because it's different for everybody.
Right. Exactly. It is such a huge difference working with a mentor, a facilitator, a guide, a coach, than trying to do it on our own, because just having that other person present to hold space is so important. We really can't emphasize that enough. And I'm glad you brought up your book, because that was going to be my next question is, okay, so you made this decision, you become a coach. What got you, what kind of bubbled up inside of you to say, oh, I really need to write a book now. I need to share this with people in that way.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of recovery is sharing your story. So like you know, as humans, we have the natural inclination when we find a solution, we want to share it with people. When we have a great experience, we want to share it with people. And I had always wanted to write a book. And because I love writing, it's such a satisfying experience. You know, you're a talented writer as well. And that was one of my gifts. And so it's like, well, how can I use this experience to help other people? And so that's when the book, that's when I knew I wanted to write a book about my story. And it took a coach, because I, you know, coaches have been a part of my life for decades. And so a coach said, you know, you have this story and it's so powerful. You need to write a book. And I just having that one person, a professional, say, you can do this. I'm like, okay, I can do it. And then we worked together and I started writing the book. And, you know, and again, it was not a quick process. It takes what it takes, and it's different for every person. For me, it took over 3 years from the idea to, you know, having it on Amazon.
Wow. How long has it been out now?
The beginning of this year.
Okay. So it's relatively new. I was just curious what kind of reactions you've been getting from people so far about it. Like, how have they responded to you sharing your story?
People can resonate with it. They are, lots of people are shocked at how raw it is, and that I would put myself out there so vulnerably. And that just felt really necessary to me. Like, I remember reading Julia Cameron, who wrote The Artist's Way. I remember reading her autobiography, and I was shocked at how raw it was. But that made me trust her. That made me understand her in a whole new way. And so I really wanted to offer something to people that have struggled with anxiety, addiction, painful experiences, and also the people that love those people, that they just don't necessarily understand. And so I just put it all out in the book of what was happening for me, in the hopes that others would know that they were not alone, and that there's hope, and that there is a way out of these things. Like, that's the other important point about working with a guide, is that they know what's on the other side of what you're going through, right? Like there is an exit to whatever the suffering is, to whatever the struggle is. And as guides, we see people go through the journey over and over, and there is light at the end of the tunnel. And so that's part of what I hold for people when I'm coaching them, is that I know that they will find their way out of it because it is their wisdom that is leading them through. And I'm just holding them while they find the exit.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I like to reassure my clients that like, oh, that light at the end of the tunnel is not an oncoming train. Okay. We're going to be okay. I'm curious, like the people who have seen you through like your darkest days to today, like your family, I don't know if you've had any close friends that you've kept. I'm curious, what has their reaction been over the years as you've morphed and changed and become who you are today?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. My sister-in-law has been through me, been with me through it all. And so that's the thing when you have dear friends that you've known for decades, is that you get to reflect back to each other how far you've come, because it can be easy to minimize your accomplishments. And this is something that I talk a lot about with my clients, is how important it is to celebrate what we've done and to acknowledge ourselves for every piece that we do. And, you know, what we focus on expands. This is a universal law. And when we're focusing on what's going well in our lives, what we're doing well, what we want, you know, instead of what's not working, what we suck at, you know, where we aren't, like seeing where we're not, all of these things, focusing on the bright side of the street, as it were, the light just gets brighter, brighter.
Yeah. I asked the question because I know sometimes it's challenging for people who have seen us through our worst times to accept and recognize the change in us. Like there's always that skepticism in the beginning until it really becomes so obvious that they can't deny it anymore, because there's that part of us that doesn't like change. So we kind of keep people in these similar projections until we just can't hold it any longer.
Gotcha. That really hasn't been my experience. I find that the universe, like people that don't resonate with you, like when you start raising your vibration, energetically, people can raise it momentarily to stay with you. But if they're not actually at that same vibration, they will just naturally fall away.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had the great experience of people that I loved dearly while I was in the middle of my addiction, and then we lost touch with each other. They showed up later in my life, and then we were able to reconnect again. And I mean, it's just been such a beautiful gift, you know, just keeping open to what life is offering me.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. That's always something when you can reconnect with somebody from years ago and be able to learn about each other's journey and be able to see the difference between where we are and where we were.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last break of the show. So when we come back, I would love if we could to maybe give people something that they can use in their day-to-day life to help them with whatever struggles they have at the moment, because there's so much in this post-pandemic world that we live in. People, I feel, are more stressed than ever before. So maybe there's some tools or something that we can do to help to give our audience something to serve them. Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. So you don't want to miss this. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with our guest, Heidi Smith, master coach and trainer, transformational guide, and author of the book, Making Friends with the Boogeyman. I highly recommend you go out and get it. And we will be right back to wrap it all up in just a moment.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So Heidi, I'm wondering if there's something, a resource or something that we can give our audience to help them to feel like they have a little support in whatever challenges they're dealing with at the moment.
Absolutely. So there's many things. One thing is my book, Making Friends with the Boogeyman, Transforming Tragedy into Triumph. And I've got resources at the end of the book. So I take you on a journey, and there's lots of different tips in there that I use through my life to help myself. And another wonderful resource is I'm involved with a project called A Year of Joy. Oh. And so two partners that I'm working with, Debbie Schlesinger-Hellman and Andrew Cannon, they noticed, you know, the mayhem that's going on in the world, and they wanted people to feel more happiness. So they went and they did some extensive studies on, you know, what makes people happy? How do people experience joy? What can we do? Like, what are the steps that we can take? Like, what's the recipe? Mm. And so they created a website called The Art and Science of Joy. And all of this is on my website. So if you go to HeidiCoach.com, you'll see this on the website. And so they created a free membership site. So it doesn't cost anything to join this site. It's called A Year of Joy. And every week they invite on a new expert in all these different areas of joy. And so my joy superpower is transforming tragedy. And so I've got on there, there's a podcast from with me. There is a beautiful recording of a live event that we did where I actually do a guided visualization with the audience. So that's there. And there's all these different exercises that I offer on the website. And there's so many other experts on there. There's experts on connection and belonging and your physical health. So all of these things are offered on there. And so what I can say right now here is believing that you're okay and going with that mantra, like bless Louise L. Hay. I loved her for so many decades. And, you know, she had all these beautiful affirmations. And, you know, like you were talking at the beginning of the show, trusting our bodies and using our breath to come into our bodies and relax and enjoy this beautiful vessel that we have. Mm-hmm. And a simple breathing technique, a yoga breathing technique, is called alternate nostril breathing. Mm-hmm. And should we give it a try here today?
Sure, sure.
All right. And so alternate nostril breathing, all it is you plug one nostril. So let's say, mm-hmm. if you want to do with me, so you're using your thumb and say your index finger. So mm-hmm. plug your right nostril with your right thumb and breathe in through your left nostril. And then plug both nostrils for a brief second. And then you're plugging the left nostril and exhaling out the right. And then inhaling through the right. Plug both, exhale through the left. In through the left, pardon me. And sometimes it makes weird noises. Close in your nostril and out through the right. In through the right. Out through the left. In through the left. Hold it out through the right. And so just doing that breathing, it actually balances both hemispheres of your brain, and just noticing the difference in your body.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So important.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Heidi. I'm curious. So how do you work with clients these days? Are you virtual? Or are you in person? What do you do?
Most of the work I do is virtual. Mm-hmm. And so I do one-on-one coaching. And so if anyone listening is interested, they're curious about what would it be like to coach with me, mm-hmm. go to HeidiCoach.com and you can schedule an appointment, a complimentary session with me. And yeah, you can experience it yourself. I also do workshops. I just finished a series, Awakening Abundance. Mm-hmm. And we were exploring money beliefs, the limiting beliefs that are holding us back. So that's something that I do as well. And I'll be doing another one, I think, in September. So that'll be on my website. If you hold on to HeidiCoach.com and check in there, mm-hmm. you'll find all these different opportunities.
Oh, wonderful, Heidi. Wonderful. So that's www.heidicoach.com. Highly recommend you check it out. And hey, complimentary session, why not? Take advantage of it. So Heidi, thank you so much for coming on the show today and taking the time out of your schedule. I really appreciate it. I love the work that you do. The accelerated evolution training. I know Satyan Raja is a dear friend and mentor, and I know it's wonderful work, and I know many people who've become coaches under him. So I appreciate the work that you do, and thank you.
Thank you, Sam, for all the work that you do, and you know, all the you know, you've had such a journey and all of these beautiful things, right? We take something from every time in our lives. And so now you offer this full experience to your clients. And this offering with the podcast, or pardon me, this live radio, is such a beautiful gift to just give uplifting ideas. And again, what we focus on expands. So let's focus on what's good in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, there are challenges out there. There will always be challenges. Does not mean we have to focus on the challenge. Let's focus on the solutions. Focus on what we can do, not what we can't do. And focus on what we can do to make today just a little bit better day. So thank you, Heidi. A beautiful way to close out the show. And of course, thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in week after week. I so appreciate you. Without you, there is no show. So thank you all for tuning in. And if you've got anything out of today's interview, out of today's show that you feel was of value, share it with your friends and family, share the video, share the podcast, share the recordings. Let's not keep the Conscious Consultant Hour a big secret, okay? Well, let's get it out there into more hands and ears. So thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget, tomorrow, very special day on talkradio.nyc. We have a brand new show starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. It's Dr. Mira Brancu with her new show, The Hard Skills. Please tune into it. Give her a warm talkradio.nyc welcome. She's going to have a great show. I'm really happy that she's joining our network. And we're always looking for more uplifting, transformational, inspirational, empowering people to join our network. So if you know of anyone who you think fits in, let us know. You can always reach me at sam@talkradio.nyc. Thank you all for tuning in. We will talk to you all next week. Take care now.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.